American Language Course, Book 27, Tape 2B. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 2B. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words in the paragraph.
Gotten ahead. Gotten ahead. Gotten by. Gotten by. Imitate. Imitate. Gripes. Gripes. In short. In short.
Now listen to the paragraph.
Jack has gotten ahead in his job by working hard. Tom has just gotten by in his because he does as little as possible. If Tom were to imitate Jack and work as hard as he does, he'd get promotions too. Instead, Tom gripes about having too much work to do. He never gets it done because he's so busy complaining. In short, Tom is not as good an employee as Jack.
Look at Figure 2. Listen to a sentence part and match it with a sentence part in your booklet. Write the number in the space provided.
Number 1. If you are barely making it, you're... Number 2. When you copy another's actions, you're... Number 3. If you are successful, you're usually... Number 4. It shows you're dissatisfied when... Number 5. Another way to say briefly is to say...
Now check your answers.
Number 1 is letter B. Repeat. If you are barely making it, you're getting by. Number 2 is letter D. Repeat. When you copy another's actions, you're imitating him. Number 3 is letter C. Repeat. If you are successful, you're usually getting ahead. Number 4 is letter E. Repeat. It shows you're dissatisfied when you gripe. Number 5 is letter A. Repeat. Another way to say briefly is to say in short.
Look at Figure 3. Listen to a sentence and match it with one that means about the same thing.
Number 1. Hard work has helped him advance in his job. Number 2. If possible, Jim does little or no work. Number 3. He doesn't complain as much as she does. Number 4. Frank copied every move the sergeant made. Number 5. To be brief, the necessary action was taken.
Check your answers.
Number 1 is C. Repeat. He has gotten ahead by working hard. Number two is B, repeat. He does just enough to get by. Number three is E, repeat. He doesn't gripe a lot. Number four is A, repeat. He imitated his actions. Number five is D, repeat. In short, something was done.
Look at figure four. Repeat the underlined words in the paragraph.
Made up. Made up. Basis. Basis. Dependent. Dependent. In common with. In common with. Independent. Independent. Made up. Made up. In all. In all.
Now, listen to the paragraph.
Mr. Young made up a wonderful story to tell his children. He used their need for each other as a basis for his story. It was about two brothers being dependent on each other. The older brother felt he had nothing in common with the younger one. He believed he could be completely independent of him, so he ignored him. However, eventually the older brother felt sorry for his actions and made up with his younger brother. In all, the story was a big success with Mr. Young's children.
Now look at figure five. Listen to a sentence and match it with one that means about the same thing.
Number one. They're interested in the same things. Number two. They rely on their relatives. Number three. Considering everything, today was a good day. Number four. The reason for the decision is unknown. Number five. They don't count on anyone but themselves. Number six. They created a new dance. Number seven. After the argument, they apologized to each other.
Let's check your answers.
Number one is B. Listen. They're interested in the same things. Repeat. They have a lot in common. Number two is D. Listen. They rely on their relatives. Repeat. They're dependent on them. Number three is A. Listen. Considering everything, today was a good day. Repeat. In all, it was a success. Number four is G. Listen. The reason for the decision is unknown. Repeat. No one knows the basis for it. Number five is E. Listen. They don't count on anyone but themselves. Repeat. They're completely independent. Number six is F. Listen. They created a new dance. Repeat. They made it up. Number seven is C. Listen. After the argument, they apologized to each other. Repeat. They made up.
Now look at figure six. Each set of sentences contains an adjective formed by adding the suffix IC or ICAL to a noun. Listen to the first sentence in each set, then repeat the second one.
Number one, Adam enjoys mathematics. Repeat, solving mathematical problems is easy for him. Number two, The emphasis is on the rules. Repeat. He was very emphatic about that. Number 3. The economy is not good. Repeat. Economic indicators say it will improve soon. Number 4. I enjoy a good comedy. Repeat. The late night show is always comical. Number 5. He's studied medicine for many years. Repeat. He's considered a medical expert. Number 6. Computer technology is his field. Repeat. He gives lectures on new technological applications.
Now look at figure 7. Complete the phrase by adding I-C-R-I-C-A-L to the word you hear. Write the new word in the space provided. Look at the example. Listen and write. Atom. Atom. Check. Atomic. A-T-O-M-I-C. Repeat. The atomic bomb. Now listen and write.
Number 1. Thermostat. Thermostat. Check. Thermostatic. THERMOSTATIC. Repeat. A thermostatic control. Number 2. Surgery. Surgery. Check. Surgical. S-U-R-G-I-C-A-L. Repeat. A surgical procedure. Number 3. Barometer. Barometer. Check. Barometric. B-A-R-O-M-E-T-R-I-C. Repeat. Barometric pressure. Number 4. Cylinder. Cylinder. Check. Cylindrical. C-Y-L. I-N-D-R-I-C-A-L. Repeat. A cylindrical shape. Number 5. Chemistry. Chemistry. Check. Chemical. C-H-E-M-I-C-A-L. Repeat. Chemical warfare.
Look at figure 8. Listen to the dialogues. Notice the sound of the underlined words. Listen. Number 1.
Where are you going to go this afternoon?
I've got to go to the BX. Do you want to come too?
No, thanks. I have to study.
Number 2.
You should have called home last night.
I was going to do it, but it got late.
You ought to try again this evening then.
Yeah, I'll have to remember to try around 7.
Number 3.
What you doing this evening?
Nothing. You want to do something?
Yeah, let's. We ought to be able to think of something.
Actually, I ought to study. But let's go to a movie, okay?
Sounds good to me.
Now listen to voice A and you be voice B. Speak quickly and naturally. Number one.
Where are you going to go this afternoon? No, thanks. I have to study.
Number two.
You should have called home last night. You ought to try again this evening, then.
Number three.
What you doing this evening? Yeah, let's. We ought to be able to think of something. Sounds good to me.
Look at figure nine. Listen to the paragraph and write the missing words. You will hear the paragraph one time. Listen carefully and write.
The helicopter, also called a whirlybird or chopper, has many wartime and peacetime uses. During wartime, helicopters are used to transport troops, to evacuate the wounded, and to drop supplies to troops behind enemy lines. In peacetime, they are used in rescue missions during floods and to fight forest fires, plant trees, and protect harbor areas and waterways. Use of the helicopter has increased at an amazing rate since the first one was built in 1937.
Check your answers.
Number one is used, U-S-E-D. Number two is evacuate, E-V-A-C-U-A-T-E. Number three is drop, D-R-O-P. Number four is enemy, E-N-E-M-Y. Number five is R, A-R-E. Number six is during, D-U-R-I-N-G. Number seven is forest, F-O-R-E-S-T. Number eight is protect, P-R-O-T-E-C-T.
After the tape has ended, you can read the complete paragraph on the answer page for this tape. Now look at figure 10. Look at the example. Listen to the paragraph.
The party Friday night was not as much fun as we'd hoped. Not many people came. The refreshments were a disappointment, too. The music wasn't bad, but all in all, the evening was a waste.
Now listen to another paragraph. Write a summation. Use one of the phrases in the box. Listen and write.
Ned and Nora took a trip to the West Coast. They rented a car and drove from Northern California to Southern California all along the shore of the Pacific Ocean. They said it was one of the most beautiful trips they'd ever made. They were very tired, but...
Listen again and check your summation.
Ned and Nora took a trip to the West Coast. They rented a car and drove from Northern California to Southern California, all along the shore of the Pacific Ocean. They said it was one of the most beautiful trips they'd ever made. They were very tired, but...
At the end of class, look at the answer page for this tape. You should have written a sentence similar to the sample shown there. This is the end of tape 2B, book 27. Thank you.